The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Well, happy holidays, everybody, and welcome to Back to Generations Radio. I am Percy here every Saturday from 5 to 6, Sunday from 3 to 4. And don't forget, now, I know a lot of you guys are starting to slowly understand, well, you can actually listen to our radio show on our website, generations808.com. So please continue to do that. It works really well. You can watch it and listen to it at any time. And as you know, we are a Generations TV show just started. And you can watch, I think there's 4 shows up there now. Most recent one was actually one of my favorite ones. It was about regenerative medicine. Can you imagine, Fred, someday somebody on this earth today is going to live to 130 years old?
Absolutely.
You know?
In our children's lifetime.
Well, you might be around, Fred. You're a hard charging young guy that you're one of the smartest guys and fast talking guys and best sales and marketing people I know. Anyway, we're talking about Fred Collins here from Valley of Temples. So welcome to the show, Fred.
Thank you, Percy. Nice to have you. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, I mean, don't be so stiff. You can relax, you know. Okay. Nobody can see you. That's why I come in shorts, you know. But
okay.
Anyway, I've known you, Fred, for a long time, and you're at the Valley of Temples now. What made you want to go work for in that field?
Well, you knew me when I was selling Yellow Page advertising for about 10 years.
Oh, you did
and
fantastic
work. When I stopped doing that, I went to Valley because I was actually used to working for a dying industry.
Oh, quite funny, Mr. Fred.
Thank you, sir.
So what's going on at Valley Temples? And, you know, I know you're one of the best salespeople I know, but so what's going on at Valley Temples?
Well, we're there to help people plan for their tomorrows today. A lot of people don't want to think about what we do. We have a product that everybody needs, but nobody wants.
I think at some point, more and more people are realizing, maybe not the baby boomers, but I know more and more people realizing that at some point they're going to pass on. Don't you think?
Almost every one of us.
Yeah. Almost. Not the baby boomers, though. Right?
I understand where you're
coming from. It's funny as we talk. I mean, I talk to baby boomers. And I have all my friends are baby boomers, most of them. And yeah, they don't think, and they're honestly serious. They're not going to die. So, okay. Up to you.
Well,
but you got to stay healthy, right?
That's a good thing. I'm working on that. I know you are too.
Well, you know, I was telling people last week, I got shingles. I've had shingles. Oh, what's that book? Oh, that's his back. That's his singles. I got shingles. And it's a little painful there. I'll tell you, it deliberately, you know, put you in bed for a little while. It's more stress related, I think. Is that correct? I think. So if you haven't got the shot yet, take the shot. If you know, insurance covers it after the age of 60. But I'll tell you, it's worth paying the $200, whatever it costs, to get the shot, even in the 20s and 30s.
I understand.
If I knew that ahead of time, I would have, you know. But so your actually title is an advanced care consultant.
I'm an advanced planning counselor.
Oh.
And this is what I like to ask people. Percy, if somebody in your family passed away tomorrow, what would you rather be doing the next day? Grieving for them? Or planning their funeral and cemetery arrangements while you grieve. Here's a harder question, Percy.
Uh-huh.
If you died tomorrow, what would you want your family doing the next day?
Well, I already planned it out. We're going to play Earth, Wind, and Fire music.
There you go.
We're going to have Italian food and pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And no crying.
Okay.
And you don't have to bring any presents or gifts. Just bring a happy spirit.
Well, and I appreciate that. And in my pre-planning guide, I've told my family I want a Dixieland band and alcohol.
I forgot the alcohol, but okay.
Well, you know, this is the thing, Percy. In my life, I've thrown a lot of really good parties.
I've never been to any of them.
Well, we'll talk about that. but I want my last party, I want my celebration of life to be one of my better parties. So that's the plan.
Okay, so that's Mr. Fred's plan. And you might know what my plan is, but seriously, in all seriousness, people don't plan.
Right? Well, they don't often, and that's unfortunate, because what people don't realize is without a plan in place, without you there to be able to answer the questions that come up, there are 100 questions, 100 decisions that must be made in about 72 hours at the time of death.
So you know it's interesting. I'm amazed how I mean the funeral is like a week or less.
Yeah. Well, the funeral doesn't happen that fast all the time.
Yeah, all the time, right?
But indeed, the preparations that must be made, the things that have to be done to get a death certificate. As an example, and I know you, so I know you know the answer to this question. But one of the questions on a death certificate is, what was your mother's maiden name and where was she born? Now, you probably know that to your kids. What about your grandkids to come? Because you don't know who's going to be making these arrangements someday.
But so that's one of the questions on a death certificate.
Correct.
Okay, does somebody have to verify that?
Yes.
Who does? Department of Health?
Well, it's on the birth certificate for one thing.
Right. But I mean, call Department of Health and say, my mom passed away. She passed away in Maui, blah, blah, blah. That's all they need?
That's just one of 100 questions that need to be answered, Percy.
Okay. But do they go back and verify that this person is the person?
I believe they do, yes.
Oh.
It's part of record keeping and knowing exactly who you are, because we need to know who you are or were.
No, that's a good point. I never thought about that. I mean, do they take a picture and say, "Match? Is this the same guy?" You know,
we have many ways to verify that we have the right person before we, for instance, do a cremation. We need
You're
to know
better.
That. Exactly. It could be embarrassing if we.
Interesting. Yeah. So give our audience, our listeners there. We're talking with Fred from Valley Temples about planning. And so when you say there's 100 questions, give me some of the questions that would stump me that I wouldn't know.
If you haven't told your family what you want,
okay.
Did you want? Did you want to be buried? Did you want to be cremated? Do you want to be in above ground? Do you want to be below ground?
Okay.
Things like that. Do you want to be buried with your wedding ring? Do you want that wedding ring to go to a relative of yours?
Okay.
Lots of different things. Some important, some not.
Do you have that listed somewhere?
I actually have a list I could give you.
Do you have it on your website when you do planning?
I have a list that I can give you when we meet at your home and talk about your plans for the future.
That's not a problem. That's the kicker there. Got to meet you in person. I'm not going to email or go to your website.
Well, this is a complicated subject.
No.
And there's lots of questions.
Absolutely.
And it's best to meet with a counselor like myself so you understand. And indeed, I can give you our general price list, which lists all of our prices as an example. But it's complicated. And if you don't know what it's all about.
That's where the stress sits in.
There you go. Our job is to make this whole planning process as stress-free as possible.
So besides the decision-making process, what are some of the other difficulties that families have when a loved one passes away?
Well, again, without a plan in place, without knowing what you want, there's a number of problems. To start with, the financial aspects. When
that's a big one.
When you come to us when you need us, that general price list that I mentioned, there are no discounts off the price list.
It's a retail price.
It's a retail price.
It's not like Black Friday.
Not that we don't. There's probably a joke there, but I'm not going there, Percy. So indeed, at the time of need, there are no discounts off the retail prices. And everything must be paid for before services can be rendered. On the other hand,
in full.
That's correct.
Can you put on a credit card?
Yes, you can.
Oh, okay,
but we don't want your family having a bake sale because they can't.
My limit is $5,000, Fred. So what can I get for $5,000? Right, family come to you.
we have products for all kinds, all price ranges, and I'm sure we can work within your budget. But as I say, the advantage of pre-planning is you get to have discounts off of our price list, you get to make payments over time, and you get to choose the products and services that are right for you.
Yeah,
I like to use my father and my father-in-law's situation to explain this, Percy. And I actually, you knew my father a little bit.
Yeah, I tell you, you look like your father. You sound like your father. You're going to be like your father. I mean, I met Fred's father, what, 5, 6, 7 years ago?
Well, a little longer than that.
Longer than that? Wow.
He passed about 6 years ago.
Oh, okay.
But my father had no plans whatsoever when his passing.
But you weren't in the planning stage.
I was not in that business. And let me explain first that both my father and my father-in-law had long-term serious illnesses. So their passing was not sudden. It was not a surprise.
That's what typical, though.
But my dad had made no plans whatsoever. My father-in-law had planned every detail down to the menu he wanted served at the memorial service. Here's a list of all my favorite foods from Kinwa Chop Suey, and here's a check. And it was so much easier on the family when all we had to do at that time was get together and laugh and cry and tell Grandpa George stories and not have to worry about what Grandpa wanted, what would he...
Yeah.
He'd taken care of every detail. He'd written everything down for us. And that's the way it should be.
That's true. A lot of people don't plan. Mm-hmm. We've talked about in our family, and maybe not quinoa, Chinese food, but maybe another place.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so important. That's one of the things, you know, Fred, when I first heard you got into this industry, it was I was happy for you because you're one of the best salesperson and you educate people and you're straightforward and honest and sincere. But you do have a few good jokes better than mine.
Well, thank you.
One of the things that when we started this magazine was to help people be proactive.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to come to our workshops because we always want people to exercise and start planning ahead in life.
Really?
It's really so important. So let me ask you this. Do you have an idea of the industry figure or the figure in Hawaii, how many people plan versus not plan?
I'm
not going to hold you to it.
Probably 30% plan versus
that. Really?
That's all. It depends on how much planning we're talking about. A lot of folks, as an example, bought a plot or their parents bought a plot years ago.
Right.
But that's all that they have. And there's more to it than that. Besides the ground itself, you need the opening and closing, which is the excavating the site, setting up the tent and the chairs.
So you buy the plot, doesn't include the digging of the hole and the tent and the nice, so we sit down and listen to Fred's old jokes and no?
I'm certainly going to try to get you to take care of everything at once, but oftentimes
they only buy the plot, huh?
They buy just the plot because and that's not a bad strategy if you can't afford everything at once.
That's true. Yeah.
The plot's what's going to go up in time the most.
I guess so. Land
caskets will increase in price, but not like land in Hawaii.
Right. Right.
So for the land, you need the opening and closing. You need the vault. That's the container that a casket goes into.
Never thought about that. So the casket just doesn't go into dirt. You got to have a vault?
No, we need to protect the casket from the earth and the earth from the casket.
Do people always do that?
Pretty much always, yes.
Really? I never knew that.
And then, of course, you need the marker.
What's the marker?
That's
the stone head on top?
The stone on top.
Okay, that's called a marker.
The memorialization of your life.
And well, it just has your name and good father or whatever, date and time, right?
Percy, that's very old school.
Okay? Is it?
That modern memorialization can be much more than just born, died, RIP.
Oh.
We have bronze markers that can have your picture engraved into it, that can have the things you've done in your life. Generations Magazine.
Really?
Engraved into the marker that'll be there forever. Absolutely. So memorialization is one of the most important things that we do. In our industry, we sometimes say that people die twice. You die on the day of your death, and you die a second time, the last time anybody remembers you. And a marker can help people remember you forever.
Good point. Okay. But, you know, that marker must cost money.
Markers cost money like everything and everything else, and this is a wide variety in prices.
So it's whatever you can afford.
Whatever you can afford. But again, planning in advance allows you to make payments over time rather than having the family come up with all the funding at once.
Now, on average, most time, like my parents, they bought two. Do most people buy two, one for husband, mom and dad, or they buy one or they buy two? How does that work?
Well, anything you can think of, but indeed we encourage people to think about keeping the family together. I know that your dad is a veteran, so he can go to the veteran cemetery if he wants to.
He is. That's where he's going to go.
but in that case, only he and your mom could be there together.
That's true.
Where if you were to buy property at a place like Valley of the Temples, you could have enough real estate to keep the whole family together for generations.
Yeah, that's the hard part. We have such a big family that, you know, how many people really want to be next to your brother or a sister or mom or dad, right? And then would my spouse want to be next to my mom or dad? So would it just be the immediate family, you know? We'll probably be out the North Shore at our time. You know, it's all over the place. It's hard to plan. But you can always sell those, right?
Absolutely.
Now, would I have to sell it, or do you full sell it?
Well, a couple of different ways to do that. And indeed, as I say, Hawaiian real estate goes up in value. When Valley of the Temples opened in 1963, plots near the office sold for $100.
Wow.
Today, those plots sell for $8,000.
Wow, now, that's right.
But before you go, wow! At that same time, the Ilikai Hotel, the Ilikai Condominium, was under construction, and you could have bought a condominium at the Ilikai in 1963, Percy, for $10,000. Today, condo is worth $500,000.
Yeah,
Hawaiian real estate is Hawaiian real estate, and yes, people buy plots as an investment to sell at a later date at a higher price. They can sell them themselves, or that we can help them sell the plots. We have what we call a consignment program, where if you have a plot or two or 10 you don't need for whatever reason, we will help you sell them. And, of course, we get some of the money for doing that.
That's interesting. Never really thought about that, but do many families buy the whole family plots?
Absolutely. I have one gentleman I've met along the way that way back when his dad bought 50 plots at our property.
At $100, that's not bad.
I appreciate that. But yes, people buy, you know, multiple plots all the time. And we have other properties as well. We up in one part of the park, we have haka houses. These are Japanese cremation properties that will hold 12, 20, or 30 urns in one location. And you don't have to be Japanese to have one. We have many ethnicities who use haka houses to keep the family together forever.
Hmm. So what would you tell, let's say you come into a big family that has a lot of kids in the family, how do you approach the parents on that? And how do people decide whether they want more than one or two or 10?
The first thing I do, Percy, is I indeed ask them if they've talked about this, because a lot of times people have not.
Oh, I can tell you 90% of the time people have not.
Well, I'm not sure it's that high, but and indeed it's an uncomfortable subject. People sometimes don't want to think about it.
Yeah.
Oftentimes it's the wife wants to make these arrangements. The husband thinks, never mind, I don't want to do that. Often, perhaps sometimes he's thinking that she's going to go first, or he's going to go first and she'll have to do it anyway.
Uh-huh.
And in that situation, I say to him, well, what happens if she goes first? Now you've got to do it. Once again, it's good. It's a great idea to have all your plans made. And I'll tell a couple. Look, guys, you guys probably talked about getting married, right? Yeah, right. And you talked about to buy a house and how many kids they have and where they're going to go to school. You can talk about this too. It's just another conversation. We have a way of encouraging people to write this stuff down with what we call a pre-planning guide, as I mentioned before.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a place where, if you fill out a pre-planning guide properly, Percy, and you were to pass away tomorrow, I would know exactly what you need, even though we're not related, because it's exactly what you wanted, even because we're not related, because you've had a chance to write everything down in one place. And not just the name, rank, serial number stuff. Important people to call. Your physician, your lawyer, your insurance guy, your banker, all need to be notified at that time to prevent identity thefts and fraud and things like that. Your relatives scattered all over the world, there's a place to write down everybody's contact information in one place.
Is it all digital or is it in a booklet?
Either way, we have it both ways. We recommend people do it in the booklet, but we have it on a CD as well, because there may be some day when CDs are no longer.
So you don't have it on a website or anything like that? Like they have some of these.
No, this is private information. You don't want anybody.
No, but it's like private vaults you can buy online and stuff like that.
Well, if you wanted to scan it and put it on your online someplace, I guess you could. So other information that we have there is a place to write down where the money is. Bank accounts, checking accounts, savings accounts, safe deposit boxes, real estate investments, stocks and bonds, all written down in one place so the people aren't, your family aren't trying to figure this all out. Do you have a will? Yes. Where is it? Tell them. A place where you can write down the medical history. Because indeed, with our modern, as you know well, with our modern privacy laws, the fact that you have a cancer today, your kids and your grandkids and your great-grandkids may not be able to find that out. Mm-hmm. It could save their life knowing that great-grandpa Percy had. There's a place indeed for to write down what you want when the time comes in terms of that memorialization and in terms of that celebration of life. I mentioned that I want a Dixieland band and alcohol. You might want to write down that you want flowers and you want them to be red roses. Mm. Or you might say, now give the flower money to the whales. There's a basically, when this book is complete, everything I might need to know, everything your wife might need to know, is written down in one place.
Mm. But these are all great questions and great things that people need to plan for, but most people don't do this. How do you get people to do this?
Well, that's one of the, when we meet with them, that's part of the conversation. We explain to them why it's important. As an example, if I was sitting there with your wife and I might say to you, does she want to be buried or cremated? You don't get to ask her the question. She's not there anymore. She's passed away. You don't know. If she wants to be buried, does she want to be buried in her blue dress, her red dress? Mm. She can't answer the question for you. You've got to do that yourself. She's not there.
Well, I know the answer to that.
Well,
I know where she wants to be done.
So does she has a wedding ring? Does she want to be buried with a wedding ring? Does she want her wedding ring to go to one of your daughters?
Well, we don't have a daughter, so. but okay. we would probably keep that for the future.
Okay, so these types of things, and again, if you haven't talked about it, if you haven't written it down, how would you know? Yeah. Now, let's say that you've already passed, and the same questions about your wife apply to your children who are planning her funeral. If she hasn't written it down, and you're not there to answer those questions for them, now they've got to decide for themselves.
Well, I can see it being a huge problem when you have, especially a big family like ours,
mm-hmm.
Where you have very strong personalities. Somebody might want this, you may want that. Fortunately, a lot of people's parents, you know, leave it up to the kids. They don't worry about it. Then they'll fight. But I think the really thing is, how do we get people? That's why I wanted you to have you on the show. I know a lot of people don't plan,
mm-hmm.
But how do we get them to understand it? It's really important.
Well, again, we like to meet with them in person. We like to explain all the possibilities, all the what ifs, show them things they may not have thought about. As I said, so Mr. Husband, you think the wife's going to go first and she'll handle everything. What if you're wrong?
Well, yeah, and I'm sure that happens more than
Husband, Mr. Husband, what if you both go together? Now it's up to your kids.
Yeah. I heard an amazing story. I think it was here where dad passed away and mom passed away within an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Because, broken heart, what do you call it? Broken heart syndrome, whatever.
Could be.
But I've seen it in a very typical where one spouse will pass away within a year.
Sure.
But so let's say somebody pre-plans and so they can pay it over the cost of whatever it is, whatever plan they do over time.
Up to 6 years.
6 years. Mm-hmm. Is that a limit?
Yes, we can stretch the payments out up to 6 years. And some people just give here's the credit card. I want the miles all at once. And that's another way to go.
Yeah, I would probably do that too.
There you go. But,
so I want to get more into the planning stage, more on the guide. Are there more things in that pre-planning guide that?
Oh, absolutely. Somebody's going to write a eulogy for you someday. There's a page there for you to write down some things that might help them out. I was born and I went to school and I did these things in my life.
Mm, okay.
There's a place for special memories.
You're going to have to give me that copy then, because I want to write my own eulogy. I've been to several funerals. Obviously, I work with seniors. I've been to eulogies and, I mean, well, we'll get that on a second half of this show, but some of the issues of eulogies, my goodness, some are so detailed and funny and some are just like, God, you didn't really know that person.
I understand.
Anyway, we're here with Fred Collins from the Valley of Temples. Stay tuned, but you're going to have some really good stuff. Fred, you got a lot of good questions for me to think about now. Got me going here. Anyway, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right after this short message.
We will be right back with Percy Ihara from Generations Radio. If you have any questions or want to be part of our discussion, give us a call at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. This is Generations Radio on AM 690, The Answer.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
A very important period is coming up, what we call AEP, Annual Election Period, from October 15 to December 7.
The annual election period is when you can change from one plan to another. The plans change. The benefits, coverage, and premiums may be different. So know what you should have. What are your current health needs, your budget, and priorities? You need to make sure the medications you are currently taking are covered and that your doctor is in the network you're looking at.
Like we mentioned before, all plans are different. There's no one plan that's good for everybody. Everybody got different wants and needs. Call us and we can help you.
Helping you work your way through the confusion, Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Oahu's newest senior living community, Ilima at Lehano, is now open in the heart of Kapolei. Within this beautiful new community, offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care, you will experience a feeling of ohana that provides a sense of community and peace of mind for our kupuna. A range of spacious apartment styles are available, from large studios to spacious one- and two-bedroom plans, most with a large private lanai. Be one of the first to call Ilima your home. Visit ilima@lehano.com or call 674-8022.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4- and 5-night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include three meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit VoidVacationsHawaii.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Howard from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Radio. Don't forget now our Generations TV is on, and we'll have Fred on Generations TV soon. But yeah, we're on 7 days a week, every day but Sunday, twice on Thursday. If you want to watch evening times, it's Monday 5:30 or Wednesday 7:30. If you want to watch during the daytime, just about the rest of the days are during the daytime. But best way to do it is go to our Generations 808 website. You can click on the middle, the icon there, and then just go to our all our shows. Thanks to Malin Moore, our web designer here, that puts all these on our website. And Mapuana, our social media girl, has helped very well in getting this out to the state of Hawaii in terms of our social media on our Facebook page. But it's growing, and I think a lot of times people don't plan ahead, but that's why we have Fred here. Fred from Valley of Temples, Mr. Fred Collins. So I like your message that people need to plan, but for local people, most of them don't. You know, it's unfortunate, but people don't want to think about that, do they?
You'd be surprised how many people do, actually. I mean, we
but you guys do workshops at the Valley Temples all the time, right?
Valley has seminars that we hold at various locations. I give seminars personally to church groups and nonprofits and such, where we do a half-hour PowerPoint presentation about the various aspects of what we do, then take questions and answers from the audience. We don't try to sell anything at those workshops. It's basically an informational and informative situation. And then we talk to people about meeting with them in person after the fact, because this is really a personal conversation. We get down to
it. It really is. You can't, you know, like same thing with my reverse mortgage business. You know, we talk about aging in place and things, but it's hard for people at the workshop to talk about their personal situation. Some do, but most people, everybody's different, aren't they?
Oh, yeah,
everybody has different needs and wants.
Absolutely. And part of what we do is meet with a family, meet with the couple or an individual for that matter, and discuss who they are, what's important to them. Have they thought about this subject at all? What are their feelings? If somebody says, I absolutely want to be cremated, then I don't need to discuss other options. If they say, I want to be buried, then we don't need to talk about cremation.
But there's only one type of cremation?
When you said
if you know you want to be cremated, there's no discussion.
No, there's no need to have a discussion about burial options. Okay. If you know you want to be cremated.
But are there different ways to be cremated or different? No?
Actually, there are. There's a Hawaiian cremation process out there.
Really?
Where it's basically like an emu.
Are you serious?
Have I ever lied to you, Percy?
No, I've known you, gosh, maybe 15 years?
Something like that, yes.
Yeah. I thought about that.
That's not something that we do, but there are different ways to accomplish the cremation process, yes.
You know, it's interesting. Have you seen the movie about the Japanese custom? Where in Japan, it's a true ritual custom when somebody dies. Mm-hmm. They actually call the funeral home, and they have to clean and honor the person that's passed away through a small ceremony. Mm-hmm. Has to be done before they take him out of the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we actually can facilitate that. That's part of the things. That's one of the things on our price list, yes.
What do you call that?
It's a yoko, I believe, is the name for that.
Okay. There's a movie about that. You should Google that. It's funny. I won't say anything further. I highly recommend people watch it. It's pretty funny. It takes light of people's passing. And you learn about different culture. I was talking to somebody just the other night, and they knew the answer to that, what the name of that movie was. But, Departures. Yes. Have you seen that movie? Departures.
Okay. I'll
check it out.
I'll look that up.
It's quite funny. You got to have humor in your business, first of all.
I try to keep it light. I try to put the fun in funerals for people.
Yeah. So when it comes to in the ground, you know, you brought up something I never even thought about. You have to have a, besides the casket, you have to have a thing around it. What do you call that?
It's called a vault.
The vault.
It can be concrete or plastic, though plastic is where we're heading in the future. It basically protects the earth from the contents of the casket, and it protects the casket from the earth. Think about there's a ton of earth on top of a 6-foot
box,
and the concrete or plastic container that the casket is in keeps the earth from settling, keeps our ground flat for the maintenance people to cut the grass.
Oh, I never thought about that. Oh. One of your notes I saw here about how do people pay for that? And do people still have life insurance when they pass away and they pay for their burial?
Insurance is something that a lot of people think is going to be what they want to do. And we try to explain a couple things about life insurance that perhaps they have not thought about.
Number one, life insurance
versus burial insurance. A lot of times people have a 30-year term policy. Mm-hmm. And term policies are all about insurance companies knowing that you're going to outlive them. They know that most of their clients won't ever collect on that policy.
Right. That's why it's so cheap.
Burial insurance doesn't do everything you need. Burial insurance does not lock in the prices today. Like when you buy a funeral plan from us, you've locked in today's prices. As I mentioned, they go up every year. And 20 years from now, 30 years from now, that $10,000 funeral policy you bought today won't cover the cost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Insurance policies don't pay off fast enough. A typical insurance policy takes 4 to 6 weeks before you get the money. You're going to need your funeral much quicker than that. But most importantly, an insurance policy, again, doesn't make decisions. You haven't written down anything that you want. You haven't told your family what you want. You just pay for it with the insurance. And now they're sitting around in unhappy or in a sad situation and going, well, what would Dad have wanted? What should we do? Insurance does not answer those questions for them. Pre-planning does.
That's a good point.
Thank you, sir.
And that's something I think a lot of people don't think about, mm-hmm. Let alone at that particular time they don't want to think about that. Maybe just, you know,
it's exactly
so emotional that they can't think clearly.
Exactly correct. They make poor decisions because they're so upset at the situation. Pre-planning allows your family to grieve, to find closure, as I say, to laugh, to cry, to tell stories about you without having to worry about how are we going to pay for this. Mm-hmm. What should we do? Where should we do it? Mm-hmm. It's a lot easier on the family when there's a plan in place. And that's the best gift you can give them. The last gift that you're ever going to give them.
Absolutely. So I just lost my train of thought now. So people don't realize that, man, mom and dad have a plot, but they didn't think about all the extra things they need to have with it, let alone having to have a program or a dinner or lunch or something like that, right?
Yeah, well, indeed, you can buy funeral plans that are, I liken it to the menu at Zippy's. We have prearranged funeral plans that cover almost everything that you're going to need for one purchase. We have funeral plans that are going to cover everything you have to have, but you're going to be left on your own to get the flowers. You're going to be left on your own to get the thank you cards and the sign-in books and things like that. Mm. That's part of what I explained to folks.
Most mortuaries provide all that at a cost?
Not different businesses have different things they provide. One of the benefits of Valley of the Temples is we have everything you're going to need in one place. We are not just a cemetery. We're also a mortuary. We provide memorialization and funeral services and celebration of life all in one store. You're not dealing with more than one business.
So you provide a casket, you do all the cremation, everything?
Mm-hmm. Oh. That's correct.
Never thought about that.
That's correct.
So how is it that some families have the funeral within a week or two and some families don't have it for like a month or two?
Well, for a variety of reasons. To start with, some people may not want to have it. It may take a while to gather the family up from around the globe. It may take a while to get the time slot that you want. And a lot of people want to have the services on a Saturday, and we have, you know, only four Saturdays a month and so many services per day. There's any number of reasons why things can, you know, can take what they take in terms of time. But, our job is to basically care for the dead and comfort the living and do everything we can do to make this process as comfortable and as it can be. And we know what it's like to be in their shoes. We do it every day.
Yeah. So I wanted to spend a little bit of time on what's going on at Valley Temples, and you're building a beautiful chapel.
That's true. We are doing some major remodeling at Valley of the Temples. Our current administration building that's been there for 50 years is under a major renovation. There'll be a new chapel there. There'll be a new dining facility as well, a new mortuary as well, as part of what's going on in terms of this major renovation, major remodeling.
So where exactly, if you drive into Vail Temple, because I know I've been there a few times, you drive up the road, and right now the offices are going up on the right side?
Yeah, right past the guard shack. Yeah. And speaking of the guard shack, we have 24/7 security at Valley. One way in, one way out, 24/7 security. And yes, right past the guard shack on the right is the admin building that's been there for 50 years. And today you'll find it is a construction site and some temporary buildings in the parking lot that's housing what used to be in the admin building. And so
where is it? So that's where the new, is that where the new mortuary is going to be, or the chapel is going to be at?
The chapel will be there. Mm-hmm. The mortuary is on another part of the property.
And so the Beodo Temple, mm-hmm. that's way in the back on the left, I think.
Beodo and Temple is in the back of our property. It is one of the top 10 attractions on the island.
Really?
We get almost
I've been there, but
we get almost 1,000 visitors a day there. It is beautiful. It's 7 acres of Japanese gardens with an amazing temple that is an exact replica of a 9th century temple in Kyoto, Japan. If you were to see the temple from the air, it's in the shape of a phoenix. The mythical bird that rises from the ashes.
What is in the shape of the phoenix?
The temple itself. The building
itself
is in the shape of...
I've never knew that.
Looks like a bird from the top, from the air.
Oh, I've never seen it from the air. You have a shot of that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And so indeed, the tourists come to ring the bell and to see the large Buddha statue at the front of the temple. What most of them don't realize, because it's not open to the public, is behind the Buddha is a private niche room where we have glass front niches that allow you to see the contents, to read the engravings. People use the niches they decorate with photographs and mementos and trinkets that basically tell their story. Golf balls and pictures of them fishing and things like that. And many people think that you have to be a Buddhist to have a niche in the temple. That is not true. When you translate Byodo in, it's Temple of Equality. All are welcome there.
Really? I never knew that.
In fact, my wife and I have a niche inside the Byodoin temple, and we are Christians.
Oh.
I hope not to occupy it for another 50 years, but when the time comes, it's there waiting for us. And that, again, we think it's beautiful inside there. It's very peaceful. It never rains. There's never a mosquito. Come visit sometime. I'll give you a tour.
I will. At Valley of Temples. My parents live back there, well, nearby there. See, my son Zach, who was listening on the side, was like, what is that? That's pretty cool, huh?
Well, Zach, you get Dad to come up there with Mom, and I will give you guys a private tour, and I'll teach you the proper way to ring the gong.
We did do that, I believe. We had a family, we do a family reunion every year, and we went up there at least maybe 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more, with my parents believe in doing that, and so what else do people need to know about when it comes to planning and how do you really not have the stress and not have the fighting?
Well, they need to know that it's something that can't wait. That we all hope to live to be 106, but the truth is, tomorrow could be your last day on the earth. If somebody once said, if I knew where I was going to die, I wouldn't go there.
Right.
So it's never too early to make these plans. Yes, most of our clientele are, you know, in their 50s and 60s and some older than that. But I've helped people younger than that as well make these plans. And again, the benefit is it's never going to be cheaper, less expensive tomorrow than it is today. You lock in today's prices with pre-planning, you get a chance to a time to pay for it up to 6 years, as I say, mm-hmm. and you have the peace of mind of knowing that if something happened tomorrow, somebody's going to make one phone call to us. We got it.
So, do you have any other properties in Hawaii, in the state of Hawaii?
Absolutely.
Do you?
Absolutely. We have two properties on the Big Island.
Which ones are those?
That is Kona Memorial Park and. And the Homolani
That's all yours, huh?
That's all ours. On Maui, we have the Maui Memorial Park and the Nakamura Mortuary. And nothing on Kauai at this time, but coming soon, maybe.
And this is the only one on Oahu?
Well, we have a chapel at Hawaii Memorial Park.
Oh, that's right. And you're still using it until you build your chapel.
Correct. Well, we have another chapel at our Valley of the Temples. We have three chapels on Oahu.
Oh, do you?
One currently at Hawaii Memorial Park.
Right.
One at Diamond Head Cemetery. And one at Valley of the Temples. So you can have a service at any of those locations. You can have a service at your church. You can have a service at the beach.
We will come to where
you want to be to make the service what you want it to be.
I got it. So how does it work with different religions, Fred?
We try to know what every religion is going to want. As an example, in our extensive casket inventory, we have caskets for the Jewish faith that are all wood, no metal at all, which is what that faith requires.
Mm-hmm.
We have wooden caskets. We have metal caskets. You want something in copper, we can make that happen for you.
What's the significance of a copper?
Copper is an element. Copper is never going to deteriorate. Copper is going to be there for a long, long, long time.
It's just probably very expensive.
It's one of the pricier ones, yes.
Are you allowed to say what the different prices range from?
I can talk about price ranges, yes. Yeah. To talk about price specifics with people, we like to give them our general price list.
Yeah. Give me an idea.
Caskets can cost, $1,500 and $2,000, up to $10,000 for the standard ones on our price list. And again, if you want something solid bronze, sir, I can get that for you. As I like to tell people, Percy, for the right price, I can put you on the moon. It's been done before.
So, somebody came to me one day because of the magazine. We're a resource magazine. People come to us and say, I got a call one day. He goes, my dad's in the Philippines, but he wants to be brought back to Maui.
That can happen.
Do I need to call the Department of Health? Do I call Hawaiian Airlines? How do we get that done?
The mortuary in the Philippines would make those arrangements. But that brings up another interesting subject, Percy. One of the products that we sell is a travel insurance plan, where oftentimes people go to Vegas and they pass away in Vegas.
Yep.
People go on vacation any place on the planet and something happens.
Right.
And now it can be very expensive to get them home. With this travel insurance plan that we offer, for $495, one-time expense, $495. If you die when you're on a vacation any place on the planet, it gets you home.
Wow.
And this can be significant. One of our Filipino counselors had a brother a couple years ago, passed away in the Philippines on a vacation there. And the quote to get him home was $18,000.
So how does that work, though? I mean, how is the body brought back?
Well, in that case, it's put in a casket and put on an airplane and brought home.
But I mean, how does the body, does it stay cold? Is it refrigerator, or does it have to be inspected by Department of Health or the airline?
We have many people that do different things, and that's not one of the things that I do. So I'm going to not answer that because I don't want to say the wrong thing. I think I know the answer, but I'll let that go.
But you guys should put it in a magazine. I didn't think, because my friend called me about that. I said, that's a good question. I don't know. I said, my take to that, I said, you guys are Catholic, right? He goes, yeah. Does Catholics allow cremation?
The answer to that is yes.
It used to
be the Catholics did not want you to be cremated. That changed a number of years ago. They still want you to, they don't like scattering. They want you to be in a place like Valley of the Temples where, again, you can be memorialized and you can be visited. But today, the Catholic faith allows cremation. That's correct.
Mm. Yeah, so they basically cremated the parent, and they brought him back. And we went, and the cemetery they went to, they have to dig their own grave. They have to dig their own hole.
Okay.
So they spent a good 4 or 5 hours taking shifts from three or four guys to sweat it out. And I'm like, wow. I'm glad I'm not part of this troop here.
Well, there, around the world, there are many different traditions and ways people do things.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think we would allow that at Valley of the Temples. Why would you want to? Why would you want to do that? We'll do it for you.
Well, this is a small cemetery, mm-hmm. and these, like you said, they bought the land, and they have the casket. No, I mean the urn, and you just deposit the urn.
No, there are many small family-owned cemeteries on this island.
Yeah, absolutely.
And indeed, we can actually help sometimes in those situations as well. I have a fellow recently who has a grandmother who's been at a family cemetery for many, many years without a marker, and we've helped them get a marker for grandma.
Wow.
Install it at their family cemetery.
So you have to, beside the plot, you have to buy the marker too.
Well, again, that's the memorialization part.
Right.
The most important thing we do, Percy, is memorialize your life. Help people remember that you were here, what was important about you, what you did.
Yeah.
And the modern memorialization products are much, much more than just a cross with a name and a date and RIP.
That's interesting, because I think with today's younger set, that's really important to them, don't you think?
Well, it's interesting. It's less generational, and sometimes it's cultural. Certain cultures believe in body ground burial more than others. Certain cultures believe in cremation more than others. There's no right way or wrong way to do
absolutely.
This.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
Whatever is right for you and your family is the right way to do it, and we will make your wishes.
I was at a funeral and family, and that religion required the oldest son to dig the first couple shovels.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't know if I could do that. It was right after the funeral. We all went outside, family only, and the oldest son had to do the first couple of shovels. I was watching that, and my cousin had a hard time with it. I don't know if I could. I would have a hard time with that.
Well, keeping in mind that we rarely do this with shovels. We use, backhoe type of equipment. But if that's what your religion required, we'd make that happen for you.
Yeah, that was amazing. So here's, you educated me, Fred, along, I'm sure, with our listeners out there. So if you're listening, please plan ahead. You can give Fred a call over at Valley Temples. Fred, what's your number now?
294-7475 is my direct number. Please call anytime. I'd be happy to talk to you.
Yeah, and Fred does, you do senior groups. Hopefully next year you'll be at our workshops with the Generations Workshops. But so here's the time. Why would somebody choose Valley Temples over other places?
Well, once again, we're a complete service mortuary, funeral home, and memorialization in one place. You're only dealing with one company. And honestly, our staff is amazing. I mean, from the management to the groundskeepers and everything in between, that we have wonderful, caring people who know that this is very, very difficult for our customers, for our clients, and we do everything we can to care for the dead and comfort the living. We like to say to our families that we never want you to walk through our doors uninformed and unprepared on the worst day of your life. We want you to plan for tomorrow, today, at Valley of the Temples.
That's really important. That's, like I said, with the magazine, we're always trying to be proactive and providing a lot of resources. So, Fred, your information is great. So, one last pitch for Mr. Fred. I come to you and say, Fred, I haven't thought about it. I'm only 57, and I hopefully I live another 30 plus years, if not 40 years. I'm pretty healthy. What would you tell me?
I would tell you to watch out for that bus. No, really, I would tell you that today you want to plan for tomorrow, because you're going to lock in the prices, you're going to get payment terms over time, and most importantly, you're going to get a chance to make a plan that's exactly what you want it to be. That party that you described, we're going to write it all down, you're going to write it all down, and we're going to honor your wishes when the time comes.
So give Fred a call at Valley Temples again,
294-7475.
And then you get the pre-planning guide.
That is true. And also, I'd like to mention every month we have some great specials. At this time, I can offer the folks out there 20% off on their property.
Well, this is November.
Actually,
it's going to be December pretty soon.
Till the end of the year.
The end of the year, 2017.
20% off on your property. and that covers almost anything in the park. There are.
Oh, look at him. Hopefully, listen all the way to the end of the show. Thanks, Mr. Fred. Fred Collins from Valley Temple. Appreciate it.
Thank you,
Have a great weekend. Have a great holiday season. Aloha and live well.